I'm Larry Henry. The 2011 North American International Auto Show is just around the corner. It kicks off with its annual charity preview on Friday, January 14th. However, there's another important event also happening that evening, the 2011 Auto Glow event following the charity preview. Auto Glow, to be held at the Weston Book Cadillac, aims to be Detroit's premier afterglow event. The evening is part of Ford Motor Company's longtime support of the Children's Center of Wayne County. The event includes a pre-reception from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. and then continues from 8 p.m. until midnight. Felicia Fields, Ford Group Vice President for Human Resources and Corporate Services, notes Ford Motor Company has been involved with the Children's Center for a long time.
Ford Motor Company's involvement with the Children's Center dates back to the beginning. James Cousin, a general manager at Ford Motor Company and a friend of Henry Ford, actually founded the Children's Center back in 1929, and Ford Motor Company and members of the Ford family have been involved ever since.
According to Fields, community outreach is in Ford's DNA.
Well, all of us at Ford consider corporate responsibility a key part of who we are as a business, and Ford is committed to the communities in which we do business. Ford Motor Company's 81 years of support of the Children's Center is just one example among many that demonstrates our commitment to those who live in the communities where we do business.
And even though we all know economic times have been tough, Felicia Fields tells us Ford's support for organizations such as the Children's Center have never wavered.
Ford has been committed to children in our communities for a long time, again, because it is a core part of what we do as a company. And even in difficult times, we know that you've got to stay true to your core values, and we believe by standing by our communities is a part of that responsibility, and we take it very seriously.
The 81 years of Ford's support to the Children's Center has allowed it to become one of the largest, most diverse, and comprehensive frontline child-serving agencies in Michigan. Deborah Matthews, CEO of the Children's Center, feels an event like Auto Glow and the dollars it can raise could make a giant difference in the community.
We feel that corporate giving is an absolute necessity. Government does not pay all of the costs purposely for the valuable programs that we have here at the Children's Center. So we need corporations to step up and invest in the community in which they live and do business and support organizations like the Children's Center. It really does give us that boost that we need. Helps us to not have to close programs and stop providing the valuable services that our families need.
Those programs and services that the Children's Center of Wayne County offers are becoming more and more vital in the community.
Most families have had to change their lifestyle and adjust because there are fewer dollars coming in or more risk of job loss and that kind of thing. But our families, who are typically 150 to 200% below the poverty level, are in even greater need in the last few years based on the economic condition. Life goes on. The kids still have issues and concerns, but yet these families sometimes feel that they have to choose between feeding the child and paying for transportation to come to their appointment or buying school clothes and those kinds of things. So our services provide a wide array, and we assist the family with transportation if necessary, with food and clothing. So what you're saying is families need more. Some families who a couple years ago had Blue Cross Blue Shield or some other insurance now are forced with the necessity of Medicaid or just having no source at all. And so they're here at the Children's Center looking for help. And the numbers have more than doubled in the last couple of years.
For more information on tickets and sponsorship packages for Auto Glow, please call 313-262-1112 or go online at www.thechildrencenter.com. I'm Larry Henry.